Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Happy Father's Day. Mommy and Daddy, thank you for the privilege. It's not my right, it's not my power. It just God's doing. Hallelujah. Choir, thank you for that beautiful song. God will lift you up. Please, the Lord may not be coming as it used to you. You hear it with me. I'm not doing it all as the masters. But as you hear it from just taking it like that, God will bless you. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We glorify your name, we lift your name high, we pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we say above all, come and glorify your name in our midst today. Father, let bless everyone that come today. Let everyone that come today will not be the same. Let give us a testimony to go. As we celebrate the best day, Father, Lord, celebrate with us. We come by the sanctuary with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is not preaching. It's just a word of an encouragement. Maybe you pick an advice. Maybe you pick a lesson. Whatever you pick, please utilize it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today I base my topic on the responsibility of a man in the family. What is a man? In the Bible, in the book of Genesis 2:15, God recorded saying that He make a man and put it into the garden of Eden to keep it and to keep it, to work on it and to keep it. That was the purpose of God making a man. Hallelujah! You can see that man is great. Is that not great? As time goes on, God gave man much responsibility. Hallelujah! What are these responsibilities that God gave to them? Please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I go on, God command everybody, in everything you do, you have to put God first. In your home, in everything you do, you put God first. So, God, it is the responsibility of a man to live today and also for to plan for tomorrow. You may not understand what I'm trying to say, but pick a point there. As a father of the house, as a man of the house, you are the head of the house. You know how to plan your home. You know how to work and come back. At the end of the month, you got something back from where you work. What I'm trying to say, you should believe that today is just not roses. A time for morning and a time for night. You should remember as we are going home, we also go older. We should learn how to keep for the rainy days. That is what I'm trying to expatiate there, please. Tomorrow is, we don't know tomorrow, let's try to plan for tomorrow. Every man, you need to be responsible for family. As a man, a man needs to be trustworthy. Someone that can be trusted as a Christian, as a man of the house, as a head of the family, let a man should be trusted. As a responsible man also, emotional responsibility. What is emotional responsibility? Your doings. You are responsible to other people. The way you are going, the way you respond to people as a Christian, as the head of the family, the way you take care of your children, the way you do to your wife. You must be emotional, your emotion should tell. Let your kid know your emotion when you are happy, when you are not happy. Like you from what? They don't help me.
Amen.
Amen. Before I go, I always choke my head. I'm praying for God.
I need a peach.
I need a peach. So it's not good. My wife will be looking at me. Amen.
Amen.
As a man, as a responsible man, you should dig your hole on the dig your hole on a good godly way. You are the head of the family. You have to build your home on a godly way. In the morning, you have to call your wife and your children to morning devotion. You have to lead as a father. Teach them. And nowadays, most of us don't even know the first prayer that God said we should recite every morning. Our Father who art in heaven. Because of our time in Europe, we don't have one time. You don't wake up and pick your bag. You don't recite the morning prayer. If you don't come, we don't recite that to our Father who art in heaven. We don't need that you don't come. Say, Father, thank you. That you carry your willing and coming. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't forget to pray with your family. Look at Timothy 5. Timothy 5 verses 8. Can someone read it or should I just expatiate it?
Timothy 5:8. Hallelujah. Yeah. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is
Amen. You understand that quotation? You as the head of the family, and you refuse to provide for your family. You don't need that list. Before you know, you say Africa, my relative in Africa, my brother, my sister. Those people are living where? They are living where? Here is your home. You have to take your responsibility first. You have to take care of your home. You have to provide for them. You have to see their own living in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every man must also work hard to provide for the family. Sorry, but I concentrate on my topic on a man.
Hallelujah.
Every man should work hard. Don't be a lazy type. Don't leave everything to your wife. You are the head of the family. You have to take the first step. Move out. God will bless the day for you. You have to go out and fetch something because God says there is no food for the lazy man. You have to do your part, let God glorify his own side.
Oh, yes.
You see, at the end of the day, you will have time to testify to God. Say, God, thank you for today. Amen.
Amen.
As a good father, so you must build your home on the Christ, the Lord, our Savior, our wash. Is our standard of that we look unto. You must build your family on it. Don't just wake up, leave your family alone. You don't know what they are doing, like most of these children of now, they don't even know what they are watching on television. You are not at home to monitor them. You are not at home to see what they are doing. At your absence, they do what is not right. Those days we used to have book of story. Most of the children now, they don't even know what is Joseph in the Bible. They don't know what is Goliath. They don't even know what is coat of many color. Because we find out we have refused to do our duty. Those days, our parents will sit us down and tell stories from the Bible. David King Goliath, we will imagine how come the catapult as small as it is can penetrate the head of a giant and bring him down. That is interesting. Until today, the memory legal is formed in our mind. But today, my daughter doesn't even know what is Goliath. All he knows is Diana.
The
cartoon. I always remind you, Mommy, you are missing your responsibility. You have to do something. Diana. Those people are packing the package to make money for themselves. Don't let this guy is young. If we cannot go far, let's bring up.
Amen.
Woo. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What I'm saying, I feel what I say, I just like period at tender age. But I remember it always started to me. For these children, we have opportunity to bring them up. But like most often like me, they don't have this opportunity to not to have father, they should know what I'm feeling. I cannot even see. This is the picture of my mother.
Amen. Amen.
All right, God to you.
Amen.
She's good. The little way describing your mother to you is not good. The privilege that you have today to grow up with our children, let us utilize it. Let us put them in the right way.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember there, when I got admission to the Adventist Grammar School, they chose me as one of the best students. But they're not as much your mother. I'm studying in the Seventh-day Adventist because their school, they're into more religion. I was telling the Bible teacher that I don't know my mother. He said, do you not know your mother? He said, who are you staying with? I said, that is my father's first daughter. I said, but is how come? I said, yeah, I lost my father's tender age. He encouraged me to do it, to study my book. But you know, I've gone with doing it. With the meaning knowledge I have with the people I'm staying, that was their understanding of education. Before I come to Lagos. Thank you, Jesus. But we have the privilege to grow up with our children as a father. I pray and cry, let's teach our children. Let us brought them up in the Christ way. Let us, that mistake we made that we are suffering from today, not that we are better, not that we are not good, if we are looking at the most of the job we are doing, not that we are not good, not that we are not better off, but that our level, because the employer now they say you have to have certificates, and you don't have other job that they take any job that they give to you. Will our children be like that?
No,
God forbid.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God forbid. Today I'm using this message just to encourage you. The word might not be called as Pastor used to teach, as Pastor used to dig deep in the Word of God. It is just a word of encouragement. Today I impress you. Love your wife. Your wife is your reward.
Yes, sir.
Today I'm standing. Mama can testify. 10 to 15 years. People are saying negative things. And I discovered with a woman is better off. Because she's a gifted woman. I'm not posting. She is trying to encourage me. What am I even doing today? This is a handbook.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I
Hallelujah.
She said, I'm not pastor. I said, I cannot stay in the pulpit. I called my friend. I said, I cannot do it. Pastor said, I can do it. My wife said, I can do it. I said, wow, I can do it. I said, okay, if I go there, I'll be crying. Because you asked me to do it. She said, I should go. God will help me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.